The Good Boss, a Mafia-Made Novel, by Scott Hildreth, performed by Elizabeth Hart and Jeremy York. Chapter 1. Michael. Deciding when someone is telling the truth, especially when you don't know what the truth is, isn't an easy task. A combination of reading body language, paying attention to facial gestures, and asking the right combination of questions is instrumental in paving the way to finding the truth. Separating fact from fiction isn't easy, regardless. In the end, it comes down to intuition. In the basement below Meatball Pete's kitchen, we were conducting an interview with Justin Carter, the fucktard who kidnapped and executed my dog, provided the federal authorities information regarding the family, and gave sworn testimony that led to the arrest and incarceration of my soon-to-be father-in-law. Sitting on the concrete floor with his torso, upper arms, and neck secured to the legs of an old prep table, the only resistance he could provide was verbal, and I had grown tired of him having that luxury. I wanted answers, not complaints. During my time in the military, and in my quest to become a street-smart gun runner, I learned not to stereotype people. He, however, looked like what most Americans would expect a drug dealer to look like. He was 6 feet tall, weighed 120, and was covered in jailhouse tattoos. His greasy hair was now plastered to his sweat-covered face, and he looked like he hadn't slept in a month.